Welcome to the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. Each week, we try to connect you to the people, places, and geography of what you read about in the Word of God. And of course, talk about some of the current events that are happening in the land of Israel. And today, we have an incredibly special guest with us, somebody actually from Prime Minister's office, Prime Minister Netanyahu in Israel. He happens to be traveling in this country, and I'm proud to say is becoming a pretty good friend, which is nice. Hananya Naftali is with us today here on the Middle East Report. Hananya, you are with Prime Minister Netanyahu. You are a social influencer. You are a strong advocate for Israel. You speak all over the world. You are on social media. You've got millions and millions of followers. We're going to tell people how to connect with you, but tell us what you do for the Prime Minister.
Well, first of all, it's wonderful to be here and speak with you while we're in Orlando. Weather is good. And I have to say, one thing that I love doing is telling the truth. And especially we live in times where telling the truth, truth is a rare ingredient in our world. So that's what I've been doing. I work for Prime Minister Netanyahu for, 6 years? I work for him for about 6 years as a social media advisor for him, which basically means, practically means that I run his social media accounts, not by all by myself, but yeah, that's what we do. We give hopefully good advice when it comes to media. I think that nowadays media is so important. There's an ongoing battle in the media. You know, they're lying about what's going on in Israel. They're lying about what's going on in America. And it's very concerning. So it's an honor for me to be working for the Prime Minister. I started when I was 22. And yes, so it's a big blessing to start doing this at a very young age. And as you mentioned, I also have my own social media operation going on. Yeah, it started with just one video. Today, we're over 3 million followers telling the truth. I see a growing trend, especially here in the United States, of people that are tired of being lied to, tired of being given stories with too many ads on. Just give me the story. Tell me what's going on. And that's exactly what I'm doing.
You do that in so many different ways. You mentioned social media, and I follow you on Telegram. People can follow you on Telegram. And of course, you also send out an email to people. People can get on your email list, and they can follow you that way. And you're always bringing people, you know, news and information that's coming from Israel that they won't hear anywhere else. And it seems like, Hananya, since October 7, 2023, that horrific day in the land of Israel among the Jewish people, the news media bias against Israel has just gone off the chart. It already was prior to that, but are you seeing that just off the chart as far as the bias and the lying against the Jewish people and about what's happening in Gaza, what's happening now in Lebanon, the Lebanon-Hezbollah war that's going on right now?
Absolutely. Nowadays, if you consume mainstream media, they don't report what's going on the ground. They're biased. They have a political agenda. We live in a world where mainstream media does not care about reporting the truth, the facts, but rather a political idea. And it's all good, but at least be clear about it. And nowadays, we cannot trust what mainstream media is reporting, because you see what's going on in Israel. Israel, to remind everybody, Israel came under attack. We didn't start this war on October 6th. We had ceasefire on October 6th. There was, I don't want to say in full peace, but it was calm. And until Hamas terrorists decided to wage war against the Jewish people, carry out the largest genocide on the Jews since the Holocaust. And that is something that no country would have tolerated. Israel, the moment it came under attack, it started defending its people, because we saw that Hamas terrorists, they ran straight into civilian homes. I just want to ask people, just imagine, what if terrorists were to invade your neighborhood? What would you do? Would you want an army to defend you? Would you want your country to stand for you and to make sure that you're safe? And that's precisely what Israel is doing. But we're not shocked by how Israel is being portrayed, but this is not okay, because they're portraying Israel as the aggressor, as the country that needs to cease fire. How about the enemy seizing the fire? We didn't start firing, as well as Lebanon. Hezbollah, the terror group in Lebanon, they're the ones that started firing rockets at Israel. So we have got nothing to apologize for. Israel is merely defending itself, and it cannot apologize. We are done apologizing. The days the Jews are being sent to death like sheep to the slaughter are over. We have a country, we have Israel, and we're going to do everything in our power to defend ourselves by ourselves. And on top of that, the God of Israel is alive. The God of Israel is standing with Israel. So that's really, you know, I would advise the enemies of Israel to really pay attention to that, because every enemy that tried to erase the Jewish people is now buried under the ground. Empire after empire tried to destroy us, and you see where they are. We still stand, and it means that we know how the story is going to end eventually.
Hananya Naftali joining us today, a social media influencer. He's also on the staff with Prime Minister in the social media area, and we're talking about things going on in Israel right now. And, you know, you mentioned ceasefire. There are political forces that are saying ceasefire. It's amazing to me that here in the United States, we saw that happen when Israel went into a ground offensive against Hezbollah, who, by the way, has been firing on Israel since October 8th. October 7th, 2023, Hamas came across, slaughtered 1,200 innocent Jewish people, horrific things that were done to the Jewish people. The day after, Hezbollah began to fire rockets on northern Israel, continues to this day, and it's close to 10,000 or more rockets that have been fired at Israel from Hezbollah. And now Israel's taking care of business, and it wasn't long after, you know, Israel said, okay, we're going to go in and do a ground offensive, that you hear this call for a ceasefire. How does that make you feel, or what's your perspective on this whole idea of a ceasefire, especially as an Israeli citizen?
Well, to me, that's preposterous, because when we came under attack, I got deployed. I went to the military on, I think it was two days after October 7. I went, I said goodbye to my wife, and I drove my car to the military base, not knowing when is the next time I'm going to see my wife. And we were invaded. We our people were murdered, kidnapped, and they tried to capture kibbutzim, towns and villages. So then people are calling us to ceasefire. They're calling us to calm things down and to try to solve things diplomatically. If one rocket was to be fired at a city in the United States, and if the world would tell you to calm down and to try and solve it diplomatically, you would also be mad. And you would also tell them to sit down, be quiet, and let us do the job. That's what I'm telling to people, that those that were silent when Israel came under attack, please keep and be silent when we are busy defending ourselves. Because at the end of the day, you see in history, when 9/11 took place in the United States, nobody called for a ceasefire. Nobody said, we understand both sides. We understand Al-Qaeda. We understand the Americans. Everybody knew that this is evil and you have to fight evil. You know, so unfortunately, I'm not happy about this situation, but unfortunately, we live in a world, and I'm saying this as an Israeli, as a Jew, I'm based in Israel, and I with all my work, I'm saying this. Unfortunately, we live in a world where evil exists, and you need to fight evil. And the Bible talks about it. God is a God of war, not just a God of mercy and love. He's a God of justice, and the war that we are fighting right now, this is not just Israel's battle. That's why I think it's important to stress it out, that, you know, people may be asking, well, why are we talking about Israel? There are a lot of problems in America. And I think that what happens in Israel is like a wall, like a shield, shielding the West from radicalism. And Israel cannot lose this battle. There's no such an option, because Israel stops radicalism from coming to you guys in the U.S., from coming to Europe. But unfortunately, I'm going to end with this, that unfortunately, we see radicalism thriving across America, in Europe. I can't wrap my head around it. How people are allowed to burn the flag of America, remove the American flag, wave instead of that the Palestine flag, burn it. This is not freedom of speech. This is freedom to incite. As someone who served in the Israeli Defense Forces, who knows what it means to fight for freedom, to see people abuse freedom like that, you have Americans that laid down their lives, made the ultimate sacrifice so that we could be talking here right now, so that people could be listening to this radio show in their cars, driving to work, driving to friends. People made a sacrifice for that. How can you abuse it like that? This is not freedom of speech. This is freedom to incite.
Boy, that is truth, and that's the kind of truth that you will hear from Hananya Naftali if you follow him on social media. Over 3 million followers, and one of the, you can find him on all sorts of social media outlets out there, but one of the ones that I can encourage you to go to is Telegram. That's a relatively new social media site, and you can follow him there. He's always posting up-to-date news items that are happening from Israel and the Middle East in real time. So when you keep up with Hananya, you're going to be keeping up with what's going on there in real time, and you can tune into the Telegram channel there. I just heard you speak, Hananya, and you were talking about some Nobel Peace Prizes going to some people in the United Nations, and I have to tell you that I was like, are you kidding me? What in the world is going on? But then it doesn't surprise me with what's going on in the world. Tell everybody what I'm talking about these potential Nobel Prize, you know, nominations, if you will, going to some people in the United Nations. I mean, it's crazy.
Again, this is a new level for the double standards, a new level for hypocrisy. Basically, what is happening these days is that the UNRWA, which is the UN organization tasked to take care of the Palestinian refugees. By the way, there is an entire organization that is meant to do that for global refugees in the UN, but there's only one specific organization meant for Palestinian refugees. But to make things less confusing, those two, the UNRWA and the UN chief, were nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. And mind you, we're talking about a year where it was revealed there is evidence, and even the UN, it took them a while to admit it, but even they admitted it. There were UNRWA, UN workers, that participated in the massacre against the Jewish people in Israel. And today, they're being nominated for this. Now, does it mean that they're going to get the Peace Prize? No, they were nominated, but it's already a new level of shame that they were even nominated. What did they do to deserve it? Spill Jewish blood? This is insane.
Yeah, it's insane, and lots of things are insane coming from the United Nations with the rocket attacks from Iran. Now over 500 when you combine what happened in April and then late September, the rocket attacks, the missiles, the ballistic missiles from Iran coming to Israel, and the United Nations not condemning that. And yet, again, the world body saying, ceasefire, Israel, you just need to stop and just let people use you as a doormat. But Israel is not going to do that. Israel is going to continue to fight back because they have to as a people, and Israel's not going anywhere.
Exactly. You know, one of the main accusations against Israel is that they're saying nowadays, well, you know, October 7 didn't start on October 7. It started long before that in 1948 when the occupation began, when the Israelis took our land. That's when it started. And, you know, my response to that is that, yes, it didn't start on October 7. It started long before that, long before the reestablishment of the State of Israel. Take, for example, 1929, the Hebron massacre. Long before the reestablishment of the State of Israel, Arabs massacred Jews. They raided homes in Hebron, massacring Jews because they're Jews. So, excuse me, but I'm not buying these lies. Saying that if only Israel gave us land, then we will give them peace, this is a lie. Israel is just another excuse for them to hate on Jewish people. And I have to say, they have a problem with Christian people as well. If you go on Temple Mount, you are not allowed to pray. Only the Jews and the Christians are not allowed to pray on Temple Mount because apparently this is offensive. The Temple Mount, where the two temples stood, where there before the mosque stood there, there was a church that stood there. So both of us are under attack. Radicals are trying to silence us, and I will never stop telling the truth. And I'm very happy to see that there are a lot of people around the United States that are waking up. They're tired of being lied to, and they want to use their voices.
And you can use your voice in so many different ways. And if you connect with Hananya Naftali and his social media sites and what he does, you can make a difference. And in fact, you're doing that, Hananya, with a very special thing that you just recently started. It's called the Israel Store. And I wanted to give you an opportunity to tell everybody about the Israel Store, what that's all about, because that's a real practical way for people to help the Jewish people and help what's happening during this wartime.
Right. So many people, they're asking, how can I support Israel, especially those that already pray for Israel? So they say, well, I'm praying for Israel. What can I do more for the sake of Israel? Now, I'm saying pray, participate in rallies, take a proactive stance for Israel. But if you want to take an extra step, this is only for the real professionals that want to take a more proactive step for Israel. There are a lot of businesses in Israel, local businesses, small businesses that have been affected very badly by this war. A lot of businesses had to shut down. A lot of businesses that rely on tourism are out of business. And it's really sad to see that a lot of people that are out of business in this war, they don't know what to do with their lives. So one, and on top of that, you have all these people that call to boycott Israel, to isolate Israel economically. So one of the things that I came up with, by the grace of God, is to launch the IsraelStore.com. I had this idea to basically bring Israel to people. I don't care where you live. It could be Florida. It could be Dallas. It could be outside the country. You can shop. You can support local businesses in Israel. And we will make sure that the product ships to you. And this, I want to believe that this is helping almost like a lifeline to these local businesses that heavily rely on physical tourists. But nowadays, their products can go to your household, be it a shofar, a olive oil, anointing oil from the land of Israel, watches. So it's really an amazing opportunity for people that want to really take a stand for Israel, take part in this miracle called Israel.
It's an easy way for you to do that. All you got to do is go to theisraelstore.com, theisraelstore.com, and you can go there and you can find out how you can practically support businesses and the Jewish people there in the land of Israel. I think it's fantastic that you're doing that, Hananya. Hananya Naftali is on the staff with Prime Minister Netanyahu. He is a social media influencer. He has millions of followers on social media. He speaks all over the world, and I am just honored to have him here with us today here on the Middle East Report. I want to give you an opportunity to talk about the miracle that we see with Israel during this wartime. I mean, let's think about it for just a second. 500 rockets, missiles, drones from Iran, and a limited amount of damage and injuries, you know, from that in Israel. We know there's been loss of soldiers, and that's very, very sad, Israeli soldiers with the war since October 7. But literally, we see God's hand protecting Israel. And I wanted to give you just an opportunity to share your heart because you love the Lord. And how do you see God's hand on Israel right now?
Well, it's absolutely remarkable to see how, first of all, Israelis don't lose their joy. They keep on living their lives despite being under rocket fire. I mean, just try to imagine your own life. If you come under rocket fire, I don't want to imagine. I spoke to some American friends of mine that they said that they don't know what they would do. But Israel is a miracle. A miracle. It was not created to disappear, as JFK said. and Israel is not going anywhere. You see the touch of God in this country. It's like God is the Iron Dome shielding Israel from spiritual battles as well as the physical ones. So I have to say that it's really amazing to see the technology that the Iron Dome was able to intercept most of these ballistic missiles that were fired from Iran, ballistic missiles. Now, I want to remind people that Israel is not just facing one front, not just in Gaza, not just in Lebanon, but seven different fronts. It is in Lebanon, in Iraq, Lebanon, Iraq, Gaza, Iran, Yemen, the Palestinian Authority, as well as Syria. And Israel, this tiny country that comes under attack, excels at defending its people. There was very little damage done to homes and civilians. You have to wonder, how can this happen? You see a lot of damage caused by around the world, be it natural disasters or other attacks. But in Israel, it's since the beginning of the war, over 19,000 rockets were launched into the country. 19,000. It's probably 20,000 by the time this airs. And yet, Israeli people continued their lives. Thanks to the Iron Dome, thanks to the Israeli Defense Forces. But I have to say that still, the Iron Dome is not solving the problem, because the missile is not the problem. The problem is those that fired it, that launched it. So this is kind of like, you know, solving a temporary problem. But we Israelis definitely support the army that fights the real root of the problem. That is not the missile, but those that are behind it.
Yeah, you mentioned the real problem behind it, and it is evil. And we said it earlier that, and those of you listening to the Middle East Report need to understand this, that literally Israel is standing in the gap between good and evil. Evil all around us. We look at Iran, we look at Hezbollah, we look at the Houthis, just so many different evil forces out there that just want to not only destroy Israel, but they also want to destroy the United States and many other people who just love the Word of God. And I think sometimes we lose that thought.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think it's very important to keep in mind that it's not people that are behind these attacks. It's evil, pure evil, that sees no value in me being alive, that wants me buried under the ground, as well as my family, as well as my niece and my nephew. They don't care about it. All they care about is that you have Jewish blood in you, and we want to take it away from you. But we're not going anywhere. And if you want to know, if you want to understand what's going on in Israel in the best possible way, ask the Iranian people. They will tell you exactly what Israel is facing, what Israel is dealing with. Iranian people that know exactly what it means to live under a radical Islamic regime that is not just fighting Israel, but oppressing its own people in Iran. They are thanking Israel for fighting this Islamic regime. While other countries in the world are too scared to take a bold stand, Israel is doing it for them. So we don't ask for a thank you. We don't ask for an award. But just don't stand in our way. Support us. Help us make this world a better place, free from terrorism, free from radicalism, because at the end of the day, it threatens your families as well.
I want to encourage you to connect with Hananya. Those are powerful words, and you'll get more of that, and you can get on his email list. You can connect with him on Telegram. Just search for Hananya Naftali. Those are some of the ways that you can connect with him, and you can get more up-to-date information on what's happening in Israel immediately, knowing what's going on there in a truthful, unbiased manner. That's what you're going to get when you connect with Hananya. I highly encourage you to do that. Hananya, we just have a couple of minutes left, and I know the families in Israel are facing so much trauma, have been experiencing a lot of trauma, and that includes you. You living in Israel being subject to constant rocket attacks, and your family being subject to constant rocket attacks. You and I were just talking a little bit earlier today about how you were somewhere here in the United States and you heard a siren go off and you're like, oh, wait, it's time to go to the bomb shelter. Or, you know, and you were thinking in your mind, and I spoke to another Israeli who heard thunder, and it's like, what is that? You know, there are a lot of trauma.
It does affect you. I mean, being myself, I was in the battlefield. I fought for Israel and now fighting in the media. But even though I'm here in the States, when you hear something that sounds like a siren, be it a motorcycle accelerating, you think it's the start of a siren. I'm looking for the nearest safe room. You guys don't have that. I want to say thankfully you don't have this threat, but it's something that affects you. A lot of Israelis are suffering from trauma, especially soldiers that saw things that no young people should see. No one should see. There's a lot of pain. Mothers that bury their sons. It's not normal. I attended this Shiva. It's post-funeral mourning time of this friend of mine that died, that fell in this war in Gaza. I see his mother crying, "Bring me my son back. Bring me my son back." I look at her. I'm thinking to myself, I want to hug her, but I don't feel like this hug is going to be enough. I don't feel like it's going to have any effect. So like you said, the country is in trauma, but our God is bigger than trauma. And we have our secret is that we have nowhere else to go with the Jewish people, and we hold on to our faith. Israel is more than just a country. It's a promise. It's a symbol. It's a power of God and Israel. When you support Israel, it means that you are a real Christian, because you read in the Bible about Israel almost wherever you turn to. So yes, I'd like to take these seconds to say thank you for taking a bold stand for Israel, for the Bible, for the values that God cherishes.
Hananya Naftali joining us on the Middle East Report. And once again, friend, it's just a joy to meet you. We catch up with each other wherever you're traveling around the country. Sometimes I'm at these conferences, and this was one of those. And so thank you for making time in your schedule to be with us today. I sure appreciate that. And Hananya, I just want to encourage everybody to reach out to you. They can do that through Telegram, Hananya Naftali. Please subscribe to that. He's on all the other social media outlets out there. So if you don't like Telegram, you can get on one of the other social media outlets out there. You can go to theisraelstore.com if you want to practically support, you know, what's happening there in Israel with the businesses and the Jewish people. Check that out, theisraelstore.com. Again, Hananya Naftali, he's on the staff with Prime Minister Netanyahu, social media influencer, millions of followers. And Hananya, thank you so much for all that you do. And we do know that Israel will get victory, will have the victory. And we just, again, ask people to pray for everything going on over there. That's the Middle East Report. And I just want to encourage you to get a podcast of the show. You can get a podcast wherever you get your podcast. We're on all the major podcast platforms out there. So just however you want to subscribe and follow me, that would be awesome. And you can also go to AFR.net, AFR.net, click on the podcast tab, and you'll find the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Thanks for listening.